get the what out of the
pitch.
You got to get the pits out of the chair.
They call them pits.
Yes.
Except I don't. I cook mine in it. I think it gives a better flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I let every fella get his own pit out.
When you now, those fruits from Florida, what are they called? Big round.
Pineapples. I mean they.
Orange.
Uh-uh. Grapefruit.
Yeah, they got grapefruit and then they got what?
Oranges. Yeah. Oh, different kind of oranges. Now that navel orange is larger than the regular orange. And there's another one that's a little larger than that, but I don't know the name of it.
Have you been to the store lately? The oranges are all... I heard that the oranges are not there.
Well, they're not going to be there. If they're not there, they're not going to be there because they're frozen. All Florida's frozen.
This
and Texas is frozen.
The winter crop is all... It's gone.
No, it's not gone. This crop is gone. But what they've already harvested is out. Now they've already shipped the world. You know, they've been shipping now since before Christmas.
It's all gone?
But this other harvest, what's left is gone. And the
all
trees, gone? And lots of the trees are killed and it takes 5 years to grow a tree. And 43 million dollars worth of tomatoes frozen.
Whoa.
43 million. That means we're not going to have any tomatoes. So I told Rufus, just as soon as the ground got dry enough, I take the milk cartons, they stand up this way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I put them down this way and cut the top out and close up both ends and put dirt in there, and I plant seed. Now they're supposed to be planted now,
mm-hmm.
Tomato seed. And then when they get... Oh, the time the ground gets ready, you can put them out. The time the cold's gone, they'd be big enough to put out.
Mm.
And Rufus has hotbeds every year. Got an old pit we used to put our flowers in the winter, out here in the south of the garage, and he makes a hotbed out of it. It's, I reckon, about 4x2. It's 5x3. And he fills it full of fertilizer and sawdust and sand and garden dirt,
mm-hmm.
And he plants his tomatoes and peppers in there. You see, when it's cold, you can cover it up and put glass over it or plastic over it.
Yeah. Now, you said you had pecans here. Do you get any other kind of nuts?
Well, I got some hickory nuts, but they are native. They are little ones. But it's a hickory nut tree, and they have hickory nuts that taste pretty good, but they're mighty little. And we have walnuts. Have lots of walnuts.
What kind of walnuts?
Black walnuts. Just wherever they are.
What do you call the outside of the walnut? You know, you got...
Hulls. You have to get the hull off.
Mm-hmm.
They hull, and then they left the other hull on there. Get the skin off, I reckon. But they
fall. What's the real hard part called?
It's the hull. When they fall, they're out here in the where my drive is.
Mm-hmm.
We drive over and that hulls them. Then we just rake them over to the side.
Well, you got to get the sharp parts off, too. I mean, the soft.
Well, that's it. That's what run over the car and get them off.
That's the hull?
That's the hull.
And then the inside?
Well, that's the hull, too, but we always say hull them.
Oh, I see.
So I guess that's the hull, too.
Double hull, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and we wash them, and then they get dry, and then we crack them, and we put them in a sack, let them stay about 2 weeks, and then you pick them out, and they just slip out. They just fall out nearly.
Hmm.
They're not hard to get out of the shell.
Yeah, now you get any other kind of nuts, you know, that you might buy here or whatever you have? You get those kind of long, flat nuts?
No, they're all shipped in. I don't know where they came
from.
Now, there's several trees somewhere that have a chestnut tree. I'm not.